Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John, how about we reverse the incentive? It's a carrot and stick thing for people to take the vaccine. For people who have not had the vaccine, we withhold your, welfare or income tax return. Hey, John, that's a great idea, using the lottery and winning $1 million. Kind of the reverse of the poor PGA golfer this weekend, not vaccinated and lost most likely over $1 million.
John Rahm.
Yeah, I saw that. But so, so was he ill or tested negative?
Was it was a positive test.
Yeah, right.
And so he had played at that point three rounds. And by the way, was going to win.
Really?
I mean, well, he certainly was in good position.
Yeah.
And you never say it's a done deal, but they said, no, you tested positive, you got to go.
Sure, I understand that. Why didn't he get vaccinated beforehand? Did he say? Didn't want to, or just never got around to? Is it kind of busy?
Well, there was some talk that he had been. I mean, the whole thing was...
Oh, that's an interesting point. If you had been, you could still get it. Well, then that should be no... No fault of your own, no schmalt of your own. If you're ill, you can't play. It's a courtesy to the fans and the other golfers.
Well, there have been many instances where there have been positive tests of and turns out to be false positives or whatever with athletes, and the next day they're back in.
That's
when
true.
They get the confirmation.
This should be the biggest scandal in sports, is the cover story in the latest issue of Sports Illustrated. It's written by Alex Prewood and Stephanie Epstein. Stephanie joins us now on WGN. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for saying hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
The biggest scandal in sports now is what?
It's pitch doctoring. Maybe it isn't actually, but that's what one Major League team executive believes should be the biggest scandal. Pitchers applying foreign substances to baseballs to make them harder to hit.
So if they apply a foreign substance, and you wrote about this at length, and it's fascinating. I heard of the phrase spin count, but never really paid any attention to it. But if you put something on the ball, you can spin it faster because it's stickier, and therefore it'll break sharply or do things that it would not otherwise do. It's harder to hit, right?
Exactly.
And the batting averages in Major League Baseball, you said, are crazy low. 236. 236.
Yeah, on pace for the worst season ever.
Huh. Well, if one team is doing it, then the other team is doing it too. Is it widespread?
Very. I had a former pitcher tell me he thought it was 80 to 90% of pitchers are using something.
Okay, so when the Sox played the Cardinals recently, do we have the audio from that game the other day? So the Sox played the Cardinals a couple weeks ago, and something happened on the field. I'll play the audio for you here in just a second, but you know the incident I'm talking about, right?
Sure.
Yeah, describe it for us.
Yeah, so there was an issue with Giovanni Gallegos, correct? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the umpire, Joe West, had asked Giovanni Gallegos, the Cardinals, to remove his cap because he saw what appeared to be a substance on the brim. They ejected the hat. They didn't eject the player. But after the game, manager Mike Schilt was pretty fired up. He was saying, this is baseball's dirty little secret. Basically, everybody's doing it, and most of them are doing it worse than Gallegos. So this was an unfair. They were sort of targeting a guy who isn't even the worst offender.
Yeah, the announcers here in Chicago didn't even seem to take it that seriously. That is, they were kind of talking about it like everybody knows this is what happens.
Joe West was looking at something maybe on the glove of Gallegos. Maybe it's the bill of his cap. I think maybe he's telling him to change gloves or change hat.
Gallegos getting a different hat.
Yeah, it's a hat. Could very well be something on the bill of the cap. He's going to make sure that that hat is examined and see what happens. Of course, there'll be a polygraph for the bat boy.
Watch Gallegos come out of the bullpen.
There appears to be a dark spot in the middle of his cap. Now, usually if there is a light spot, that's just rosin and water. And Joe is saying, you know what, I guess maybe something on my forearm. Joe is saying there's something on the hat.
I'm familiar with like spitballs and the idea the guys were doctoring it. I had no idea it was this rampant, that it was kind of a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, I think it's come quickly. I think it's gotten much worse very quickly over the last couple of years. And the league as well was sort of taken aback by how bad it is.
What are they using, Stephanie?
They're using all kinds of stuff. I mean, some of it is, you know, rosin and sunscreen. Some of it's pine tar. Some of it's Moda Stick, which is basically solid pine tar. And then there is some really sticky stuff. Tyrus is a company that makes basically a glue. There's Pelican Grip and Firm Grip. And then the stickiest one by far is Spider Tack. And that one's so sticky that, you know, you can't even really touch your fingers together. If you touch your fingers together, they'll be glued together. So that one is... That one's the craziest one I've heard of.
Extreme.
It would seem to be. Stephanie, is part of the reason that I guess we're becoming aware of it, that there's now a way to measure the spin rate, the technology is there, and all of a sudden we have quantified evidence that the ball is spinning to a much greater extent.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's part of why we're aware of it and also part of why it's happening. But in the past, you know, players were always trying to get an advantage, and so pitchers would put something on the baseball, but they didn't always know whether it was working. It was a lot of sort of trial and error, whereas in this case, you can put something on the baseball, you can go stand in front of a TrackMan, you can throw it, and you can see right away, did that help my spin rate? Did it not? What can I change? You know, was it too sticky? You can do it much more scientifically than they could in the past. And so that is part of why it's proliferated, that guys have access to this technology and they can spend the offseason kind of fooling around with it.
But then we all have access to the technology, so we can compare the average spin rate of baseballs thrown by pitchers this year to last year. And the Dodgers, lo and behold, are the best spin rate improved team. The second best spin rate team in Major League Baseball, improved season over season, your Chicago White Sox. And we got some pretty good pitchers.
And I think it's important to remember some of that is personnel. You know, if you go from having a guy who doesn't spin the ball that well and you add a guy who does, that's going to change things.
Fair enough.
But it's also worth noting that a lot of those guys' individual spin rates are up. And it's definitely a problem.
Well, if it's that pervasive, then you could just say, well, then don't bother. Everybody's playing. It's another one of those marvelous unwritten rules of baseball. But but don't you think it's bad for baseball if all you get now is strikeouts and home runs? And I know that's not brand new.
Yeah, I think so. I think the league thinks so.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's this pervasive, I guess, why is it not being detected more, or why are umpires not acting more to police it?
I think you're going to start seeing that change in the next week or two. I think they are. I think the league was kind of caught off guard, honestly, by how big a problem this is. It started to hear from people on the field. They were, you know, asking for a change, and the league was like, oh, geez, I don't think they totally realized. And so they spent the beginning of this year, they say, collecting data, perhaps moving a little overly deliberately, but they've been collecting baseballs, they've been looking at spin rates, and now they believe they have enough evidence to move forward, that this is a huge problem. And so in the next couple of weeks, I think you'll see umpires empowered and instructed to start doing what Joe West did with Gallegos, to say, you know, get that hat out of here, and then if the player does it again, get that player out of here.
Yeah, right. You've been maybe one warning, and then you're out. You wrote in your story that... in one instance, the ball rolls off the field. The guys in the dugout pick it up. They see the fingerprints. And sometimes they could pick the ball up open-palmed. It just sticks. So it's revealing. It's fascinating. And I'm intrigued by your suggestion that MLB is going to get after it here in the near future. We'll continue to follow
the
story.
Yeah, something to watch for.
Yeah. And read Stephanie Epstein's piece in Sports Illustrated. Steph, nice to talk to you. Well done. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is next.